Money, if you really love Beyonce, why don't you do a public review of the album?
I meant to do one on TikTok because I have a different...
You're too busy for Beyonce.
Yeah, just a little bit. I have some different opinions. Well, have you listened to the album through yet? No.
Yes, I have. I told you we've had this discussion.
I don't remember this discussion. Anyway, on the podcast, you were adamantly against it.
I just had not yet.
Got it. But I think the song is... There are 16 tracks, but it's really only 8 tracks.
There's actually 8 tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just saying what I said. Got it.
There's actually 8 tracks, not 16.
You're such a child.
It's okay, not really.
What are they then? What are
they? Cozy.
No.
You're already wrong. Obviously.
You're already
wrong. Not in order.
You're already wrong.
Renaissance. The song Renaissance. She does a remix of Single Ladies. Mm-hmm. And then she does a re-remix of Crazy in Love. But she does
looking
that
so,
one.
Looking so,
she does
looking
that one.
So drop it.
4 times.
Kamaya Prescott does that. She does a little Beyonce homage.
Quick update on our tour. We are in
Richmond,
Virginia. I'm a little bit nervous about
the storm.
Or
Hurricane Ian. Allegedly, I mean, we don't know. Mother Nature gonna do what she's gonna do. But it's coming up through Florida right now. So there's a chance that it may end up messing up our
Florida show and possibly our Atlanta show.
No, our South Carolina shows. Because it's passing Florida now. And Atlanta's not till the 3rd. It's going to be past Atlanta by the 3rd. We're worried about South Carolina.
But you Al Roker? What are you, a meteorologist? You're a meteorologist now?
A meteorologist?
It's
a meteorologist? I'm a meteorologist.
When they put can y'all blur that? Ew.
Yeah, it's not going to fuck up the Atlanta show. Is it possible?
Al Roker.
It's going to fuck up our South Carolina. Because if you look at the Gulf Stream here, it's really moving up the coast
okay.
right now. So we're worried about the South Carolina shows and possibly Durham. But we'll see.
Can you name one other meteorologist besides Al Roker? Because I can't.
Oh, Sam Champion. Love Sam Champion.
Who's Sam Champion?
Channel 7, New York City.
Oh. Let's see what Sam Champion looked like.
Sam Champion.
If Sam Champion
got a fight, I grew up with Sam. Bitch.
If he got into a fight with Al Roker, who would win?
Oh, Sam Champion is bodying Al Roker.
Oh, yeah, no. This one nigga would beat Al Roker.
Sam Champion is a Fire Island gang.
Al Roker does not look tough. Al Roker has a book called I'll Turn This Car Around.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but as of now, the shows are still on.
And you should get your tickets. Listen, if you are in Houston, North Carolina, and South Carolina, bitch, what up?
Yeah, Orlando sold out.
Orlando and Atlanta sold out.
Yeah, Atlanta stood up for me, honey. Oh, today's date is September 28th.
Oh, so that means that South Carolina. That means we may or may not have performed in South Carolina.
And the show was great. We did a really good job.
Okay, and then
we went crazy.
This is the all. Guys, we're so sad that we missed the South Carolina show. It was out of control. Mother Nature does her thing. But hopefully we can come back.
You know, and keep those both in there. Keep the whole conversation in there. We keep it real here on, I don't know how y'all do over the exchange rate. But we keep it real on Sibling Rivalry.
What is that?
It's called a tattoo.
No, but this looks like a TV shot or something.
They're stretch marks.
No, it's not a stretch mark. This is like a, it's like a this. This is from my monkey box.
No, this is the eye of my tattoo and those things.
That's are not the mark. Eye. This is the eye, bitch.
Bitch, it's a scar, bitch.
Okay,
it's
what is it from?
My tattoo.
That's not from the tattoo. That was before the tattoo, Bob.
This bitch gonna tell me about my body.
Like for example.
This bitch is telling me about my body and like when
for
I got
example,
the scar.
This, I got this my monkeypox vaccine. This is gonna be a little look like a TB scar when it fully heals. You didn't get yours.
It's from my scar. I told you it's from the tattoo. Mind nobody telling me this is not what it is.
First of all, you have admitted, like, this is not right, but this is the last I'm gonna say. You have admitted like twice, 3 times on this tour that you are the gaslighter. And, well, then,
the
re- and then, and
the
then,
reason why you're absolutely wrong, because one, clearly it's a joke, that's not even, at this point, and I'm not even being funny, I genuinely don't think you know what gaslighting is.
I know what gaslighting is, and you know you do it. You literally say shit on this podcast to make me feel like I'm crazy, and it's the truth, and you know you do. You do it all the time.
Listen,
and everyone in this podcast has confirmed.
We have entire episodes.
Anyway,
of you.
We're going to move on. Anyway,
you know they call you the gaslighter.
And they call you the gaslighter too, bitch. Who think you are? Susie Sunshine?
Interesting.
Anyway, y'all, this is not Sibling Rivalry. This is Sibling Watchery. We are here to
What's
review.
What's gaslighting?
RuPaul, we are here to review.
What's gaslighting?
We are here to review. We are going to look at Jacob. Jacob was like, please, we are.
What's gaslighting?
I'm going to move on.
Move on.
I'm going to move on.
Well, you move on, bitch. I'm still talking. We are here to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race.
All-Stars Season 7,
Episode
9. And
we're going to figure out.
How do you feel about this episode?
Today, honey.
Do you know, y'all know what Bob does? Bob doesn't even watch the episode. She just watches the pit stop.
Yeah. And, okay, since we're all together, there have been several episodes where Monet hasn't watched, too.
And there's been two where you haven't either.
Yeah,
literally, last episode.
So
last episode.
Right now?
Last episode, too. Last episode when I was, when Bob said, what she said, who did...
What?
You said, oh, yeah, who did she, who did she block again?
Yeah, Monet like it's me. Monet does the same thing, but Monet doesn't even watch
That's
the pit stop.
That's why I laughed.
Monet doesn't even watch the pit stop. There have been episodes where there was one episode a while back where Monet, first of all, neither one of us watched.
True.
So don't act like I'm the only one.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Because you tried to make
also,
it look like.
Also, it is 95 fucking degrees in this room. We're in front of this hot
65
ass
degrees.
Window. It is, but that's over there. It is hot over here. I'm like sweating.
All I'm saying is you tried to make it look like I'm the only
sweating.
One. You tried to make it like I'm the only one who does that. That's what you tried to do.
Guess what you tried to do. Get out of my square, first of all. Get the fuck out of my square.
Say Hollywood squares, honey. You gotta be Hollywood first.
Jacob, please save me from this hell I'm talking. This is my purgatory. So we are here to review episode 9. And at the top of episode 9, I have to be honest. At this last episode, I was like, oh, I'm good. Bitch, who are you? You look like fucking Dhalsim from Street Fighter. You look like Dhalsim. Yo got flame.
Yo got fire. Look how tiny I look.
Oh my God. Anyway. So at the last episode 8, Santa School for Girls, at the top episode, I was like, I still feel confident I can do this. Coming into this one, I was like, bitch, I did not win again. I was like, this is looking bleak.
So Monet and Shay, you're the only two who have one star.
Yes.
You are the one star club. You are a one star. You got one star on Uber, bitch.
And we're the only ones that have one star.
Just you two. Yeah. Just, how does it feel?
It feels shitty. As you know, I especially because I have been doing a good job all season long, and I'm like, I'm just not being rewarded for it. So I was at this one, I was like, literally, if I don't win today, it's a wrap. If I do not win today, it's a wrap. Because I was also like thinking maybe then there isn't a roast coming up, which I felt very confident in. I feel like I did a good job. I was like, who knows what kind of fucking dumbass challenge you're gonna do? I'm not gonna get shit.
Why were you so sure a roast was coming?
Because I was like, there's no a roast is a Drag Race staple challenge.
Inevitable, as Adele would say, it's inevitable.
So there's no way they're gonna do an all winter season and not do a roast. But at this point, I was like, but you got like two episodes left. And I know we have to do the talent shows. So I was like, what is going on?
And also in this episode, Jada's blocked.
Yeah, Jada's blocked.
I just don't know that I would have the... Maybe I would. I'm very competitive. Because in my mind, I'm like, bitch, if I was blocked, I don't think I would have the capacity to, like, try to do a good job in the episode. Because you can't win anyway.
No, you...
Then I said, well, I am really competitive, though. So maybe I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Jada Saul is in the lead.
She has the most stars. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jada has the most stars currently.
Now who watched the episode? Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you foresee Jada being in the lead?
I did not foresee Jada being in the lead. So I was gagged that she had the most stars in this one. But she got again. However you get your stars, like you got your stars. I was gagged that Jada was a front. Wait, Jinx has to have three at this point.
She does not.
She won Snatch Game. She won the Jersey Justice one, and there's one more before that she's won.
She doesn't have three stars yet, man.
All right, because she wins this. Right.
So that's how you watched the episodes again?
I did. I watched mine 2 days ago when Kennedy told us the thing in the bunk.
And just like that, Miranda.
Did you get it?
No. Stop asking for the game. You can't keep asking them publicly. It's like you keep mentioning this like over and over again.
Is the first time. I asked you about it.
Jacob was in a room like, and Bob. Anyway, so.
Yeah, your fucking boyfriend, not me.
Do you want to apologize to my boyfriend for talking with him like that?
Anyway,
have you ever thanked Jacob for anything?
Do you think...
This is a good question. You say yes or no. I'll move on.
I don't know. Do you think... Did you
Jacob,
envision...
do you think Monet's ever thanked you? Do you ever recall... Go through your text and see if Monet... Just search the word thank you between you and Monet.
And you'll find nothing.
Wow.
Do you?
Well, we know someone on our tour feels unappreciated.
Do you?
Someone on our tour feels unappreciated.
Some actor?
I said, no, someone on our tour feels unappreciated.
You remember that? Because of someone. Do you remember that group Cherish? Those girls, they had that song, Unappreciated.
Well, how'd it go?
I'm really feeling unappreciated. I don't know the words. I don't more than game by my meal.
Were they, what years were this?
Oh, this is like early 2000s. A little mid-2000s. Like mid-2000s.
You said they were mid. Cherish was mid.
They weren't like as early as Vanity Kane. They were after Vanity Kane.
Were they mid?
Yeah, mid-2000s. Like 2006, something like that.
They were mid?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, it's a TikTok, like, okay, it's kind of a branding challenge.
So there's a lot of controversy with the challenge.
What's the controversy?
Because when they first told us it's a dance challenge. Like, you're going to be doing a TikTok dance challenge. We're like, okay, cool. So as we started working through it, and we're like getting like more pieces of it, and we're like, so wait, so you guys want it to be like a branding challenge now? And they were like, no, it's dance. And we're like, okay. And then they had to meet us again. I was like, it's actually a branding challenge, guys. I was like, okay, so you want us to like do us? Like, we're supposed to like ourselves into this, or just want to dance? They're like, want us to be a viral dancing challenge. It was back and forth between branding and dancing. A lot of people were confused.
It's a viral dancing brand challenge.
But they...
Your brand needs to be dancing.
So we were like, so do you guys want us to fashion this dance? Like, because what the confusion was, is we thought it had to be dancing. Like, you had to dance in the challenge.
Yeah.
But as we saw, some people didn't dance.
Ooh, like, say their names.
Like, Vivian danced a little bit. Jinx danced a little bit. Whereas everyone else...
You think they cheated?
No, they didn't cheat.
They kind of cheated.
It's not cheating. I mean, I guess it's how you interpret dancing, right? If your dancing is... Or if your dancing is... I mean,
to be fair, the Macarena is a dance. Like, exactly. No one would deny that the Macarena is a dance, you know?
Yeah. So, there was confusion with us about, like, if it's branding, if it was just branding Monet, I would have done something maybe a little different than, like, fully going in on a dance. You know what I mean? Like, if you had to do a Bob dancing challenge, you would go for, like, a TikTok dance. Or would you tell jokes? You know what I mean? Like, because your brand is the funny black girl. You know what I mean?
Is it my brand?
I think so.
It's body down. And on stage, every night they let you know how wrong you are. Every night they let you know.
First of all, Bob.
Every night.
Bob facilitates a laugh in the audience. Bob is like.
It's not, first of all, it's not a laugh. No one's laughing.
I mean, let's make that clear. Bob takes off his outfit. He's like, and could you believe Monet's? Okay, listen, hold on, let me finish. Every drag queen knows. If you go, and can you believe Monet says that I'm not known for body? Woo! Of course they're gonna clap.
Okay, first of all, do you
disrespect them to boo?
I'm gonna tell you what actually happens. First of all I do is just take my jacket off, and then they start cheering. Literally.
That's not what you're doing.
All I do.
You're already lying.
You're not on stage.
You're not taking off a jacket. He's taking off a dress. So Bob has a black cat suit on.
Okay, you got me. I misspoke.
And he has a dress on top of it.
I misspoke. A dress.
So what it looks like is Bob is getting naked on stage. So the audience always goes.
Okay, first of all, my skin's not so black that it looks like.
That's not what it is. But they feel like you're showing undergarments. Like you're disrobing.
So what happens?
And Jacob knows. That's why Jacob's laughing.
No, stop ascribing why you think everyone's laughing.
I know why Jacob's laughing.
Why are you laughing, Jacob? Monet's always Jacob's laughing because he knows
He said, you like Monet is. Both of us are ridiculous.
But you're always like, and Jacob's laughing because he knows I'm right.
Both of us are ridiculous.
I didn't say why. You're saying he's laughing because he knows I'm right, and that's why he's laughing. You always, Monet does this thing when we're arguing. If anyone in the room is doing anything with their face, Monet will go, and they're doing that because.
That's not true.
Yes, she does.
That's not true. Bob, something that happens once or twice is not every time Monet does it.
You do it all the time. I can't wait.
That's not true.
You do it with Kennedy. You're like,
that's
Kennedy.
That's not true.
You guys going, Kennedy's laughing because you know I'm right.
Because Bob does something over the top, and Kennedy's reaction is always like, and that makes that crack too, because Kennedy is used to deal with your bullshit.
See, and then she goes, she's describing why she thinks you are doing it. She goes, she's doing this because.
I do not say that. I'm like, look at Kennedy. Kennedy's like.
Anyway, ocular proof. Y'all just saw it here. Actually happens on stage is I take off this dress, and then I'm just standing in a cat suit. They'll go, what? They'll go. And then what I say is, can you believe Monet said? And then unprompted, the audience goes, that you're not known
that
for
body. That is a lie.
I'll do it tonight.
The lies, the lies. I'm not saying that they won't do that.
Just but say you're
have,
wrong.
Listen, I'm not, saying, say wrong I'm not saying that you won't do that tonight and you won't clap. But Bob, literally every night you say, can you believe Monet said?
I'm gonna
I need to like call. I need to call Patty.
Just say you're wrong and I'll know about it.
No. Because, Bob, that's not what you do. And you know, anyone who has seen the shows,
just can say I'm known for bodies. Just say
fill in this eighth. Patty.
One second. Hello.
Are you?
First of all, you need to tell Patty.
Hi, Patty. You're on the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. You're around the stage when Bob does his reveal, right? When he takes off the dress and Kennedy walks on stage?
It's not a reveal.
Yeah.
So Bob is saying that he's wearing that black cat suit. He takes the Rita Repulsa dress off, and he says that all he says is, "Can you believe that Monet?" And the audience says, "Is not known for body."
What did you say? I said Monet said, "I'm not," and they say, "Known for body."
Okay. Or does Bob do? Can you believe Monet says that I'm not known for body? And then the audience scream, claps, and cheers. Which one happens?
Well, the latter happened first, and on one occasion, after we had done a couple of shows, he did say, I'm not known for, and they did respond on one occasion,
but we've done, what, 8 nights of the show, so on one occasion it happened
most
to Bob.
Most of them he prompted.
Thank you. That was my point.
You said they never prompted.
Okay, so forgive me. It happened once. But
thank you.
Anyway, Patty, thank you, Patty. I'll talk to you later.
Also, that's not even how it happened the first two shows. The first two shows didn't even happen the way because I wasn't wearing my corset. And I wouldn't be like, ooh, look at this body.
Okay, but when you started doing it.
Because the first two shows.
Anyway,
because you were like, oh, out of 8 shows, because the first two shows, I wasn't wearing my corset. I walked up the stairs and they just started going, woo. And I said, can you believe when they said I don't know everybody? So your recount is not correct.
Right, so you're
your recount.
Let's take a break. We need to take a break.
No, we're not taking no
break. We're taking a break right
we're
now.
We're going straight through.
No, we're taking a break.
During Watcher.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
My God. Anyway, where are we? TikTok Brandon Dance Challenge. So everyone
just say I'm known for body so we can move on.
Oh my God, you're not. So then everyone.
Listen, I want to say before we go on, and everyone just beware, you're going to have haters in your life. They don't want success for you. They don't want you. They don't want to give you accolades. They're going to be those people. You cannot let that get you down. You know what you're known for. You know what your value intrinsically is. You know where your strengths lie. Everyone else will not know those things. Right, Monet?
Yeah. So everyone is going and they're trying to figure out like what they're going to do for the dance. And then we all also meet up with RuPaul. RuPaul comes to talk to everyone about their dance.
Do you also want to thank RuPaul for choreographing your entire dance?
No.
And conceiving your idea?
He's not. RuPaul gave me the idea of the money.
Do we not all have footage of RuPaul being like, actually, You're going to do the song Money. You're going to do this.
Well, let me, here's the tea. So we had a fine list of songs that we could choose from. They gave us 10 songs we could choose from, and Money wasn't on them. So what happened was it was left on the cutting room floor. RuPaul's like, what song are you doing? And I said it, and I was like, I wish I could do Freaky Money. And he's like, why can't you? And asked the other girls, and he goes, to the rich white men in the booth, can we please give this girl Freaky Money? And I was like, oh, work.
Yeah, RuPaul didn't give you this?
RuPaul did give me this.
RuPaul didn't give
you
this?
Right, he did me this. But those are two sets of my dance.
Of the three-step dance.
No, bitch, did you watch the whole thing? What's the dance?
Because you do the thing, and then you get down, and then you go point, 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 and then you do the little...
No,
then,
but
and
you
then,
didn't...
And then you go, and then you wobble your feet. I watched the dance.
you know that there's more than three things in it. It is literally 16 bars.
I was one of the six people who... I was one of the six...
Bitch, it's the most popular one on
I
the
was
channel.
One of the six...
It's one of the most popular one on the channel, darling.
I was one of...
Oh, is it one of the most popular ones on the channel? Darling, this is a ballroom, darling.
On that channel. Not my channel.
Thank you, Jacob.
I've seen this video.
Thank you, Jacob.
And I saw when RuPaul did that.
Thank
part
you.
Too.
This is all me.
This is RuPaul. RuPaul. That's RuPaul. That's RuPaul. That's RuPaul. That's RuPaul.
That is not RuPaul. You were just saying
that's RuPaul.
You're an insane person.
Where RuPaul goes.
So, so everyone is doing their thing.
Why are you all giving Raja advice? Like, y'all be Raja. Everyone's like, Raja, do this. Like,
because Raja
on social media all the time.
She what?
She's on social media all the time. Raja comments on everything.
She does. Well, I think because Raja, because of the day it was emphasizing the dance part of it, Raja's feeling real insecure. She's like, guys, I do not know how to dance. I do not dance. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do for this challenge. And we were like, girl, just do you. You're a model. Do like model stuff.
And you're also talking about the wine and the praying and the meditation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And because Raja was not, this Sauvignon Blanc joke, this was not a joke. Raja wanted a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc every morning. She's like, I'm not kidding. She's like, give me a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc at 7 o'clock in the morning or else I'm not going to set. Raja's not playing.
Did she get her bottle?
Sometimes she did, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there when they gave it to her or not, so I don't know.
Was she walking around like,
Raja wanted her bottle of wine every day.
It's like Raja has a problem.
No, she doesn't. You said that. Don't describe things to Raja.
You said she wakes up and drinks.
That doesn't mean she has a problem.
You literally said she wakes up and drinks.
Okay, does that mean she has a problem? That means she has a problem.
To stop the shaking.
You were like that far. Roger, whatever you are, she's a grown-ass man. But
nothing was genuine to Raja.
I am sweating.
Raja, she's a goddess, not
Raja, the goddess, supreme deity.
They call her a man.
My pronouns as thou. Drop to your knees.
And you
bow.
Just said he, the man.
Hello, world.
Thou, goddess.
Hello, world. I'm Jigs Monk.
Don't say the other one.
You I always said sued.
Thank God.
Which dances look like they're gonna be good to you? Like before seeing them, which ones like you were like, oh, I can see this being fierce.
To be fair, the only one that looks like is gonna make sense is yours and Shea Coulee's. The other ones Jinx's seem like it could be funny if she does it well, but I don't know the way she's describing. I'm like, this could be funny or it could be a flop. Jinx is very funny, but my mind is like, I guess this isn't where I would have thought when it came to dancing.
Yeah, I think we were all in that place. We were like, but it's not dancing. Like,
but it was funny. It was the funniest one.
Here's my thing. With Drag Race, this is kind of why I struggle a bit. Because yes, everything should be funny. But also it's like, but you said you said you want a dance challenge. You know what I mean?
I don't think everything needs to be funny. But I think if you want to make it funny, it's okay to make it funny. And she made it funny.
That's always Michelle. Make us laugh. Like, no matter what the challenge is. You could be fucking delivering a baby. Make me laugh.
I don't think they say that. They don't say that on fashion channel. When you're designing, they don't go, make us laugh.
That's the only one that they don't. But anything that requires acting, singing, dancing, like even in the music theater roles, like obviously, it's always over the top acting and whatever. It's like Moulin Rouge or Breast.
Either always comedy.
It's always comedy. So it's always like, make us laugh. So in this, it's like, there's a challenge. It's like, do you focus on like dancing, like serving them a really fierce dance? Or making them laugh. And I mean, I think that's what some people struggle with challenges like this in Drag Race. Even the viewers, too.
Well, I mean, but I guess my thought process is if that's what the judges say they want, then give the judges what they had done wanted. But I think that the judges also reward people for doing other things other than laughing. Like, I don't think your dance was funny.
Yeah, but I, with the same token, it's like for like Shay, right? It's like, does she, should she have maybe done something funny? Even though I think Shay's one of the, was one of the, with me, probably the other best dancing one. Shay was, this is such a good dance.
But I guess the question is, was Shay's as good of a dance as Jinx's was funny?
I would say, yeah, Shay's is really good. One, two, cha-cha, bitch. Brought her to cha-cha, bitch. It was like, it was fierce.
Yeah, I haven't watched it again. I remember doing the Aunt Viv.
The Aunt Viv.
Well, kind of the Aunt Viv. She didn't really, because the Aunt Viv is really this.
Yeah.
But they were calling, this the Aunt Viv, but it's really not the Aunt Viv. Anyway, let's see.
But her whole video, though, you just need the dance bar. Because she also put in, hers had, she had a whole.
I remember watching the whole talk about the thing before him. And, you know, I think that, I think that Jinx's was funny and Shay's was a good dance. I don't think that, Jinx's was pretty funny. I don't think that Shay's, I think you and I both know that Shay can dance better than that and has danced better than that in the past. Like, Shay's a really good dancer.
She's great. Remember her season 9 number? So good.
You gotta be a little more specific.
The final four one.
Category is.
So good.
She does a triple, I think.
So good.
Or a double pirouette. I can't remember which one.
I think it's a triple.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, so we should probably talk about the others too. Which RuPaul song would you do?
Me, I really like I came here from out. No, I actually really like What They Want, which I don't think was out at the time.
You're gonna What They Want.
Yeah, they want to see you let it out. They want to see you go off.
Would you focus more on dancing or comedy?
I probably do a dance that had a comedic elements to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a world where the two can live. Kristen Wiig's a great dancer.
Kristen Wiig from SNL?
She's a great dancer.
Really?
Jane Krakowski.
I don't know. Kristen Wiig is a good,
she's a great dancer, yeah.
How do we find this? I want to see now.
She performed Chandelier with...
I did see that.
And Jane Krakowski is also a great dancer.
I did know that.
Jane Krakow.
What did you think about... I guess we saw all of them. What do you think about this?
I thought that there was the rolling, the thing where she rolls around. And she really referenced that a lot though. Let's see.
Did she?
Yeah, she did it in like a lip sync down the line.
I think she did it after this because...
Yeah, no, she referenced it throughout the season after this, is what I'm saying. And it was funny. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't A+. Mm-hmm. And I liked Raja's as well, but again, not A+. I don't think any of them were, I think maybe like you, Shay, and Jinx were like A, and everyone else was kind of like.
But decent. Trinity is?
Tucking tail? Oh, yeah, I mean, Trinity's really, they say branding, and she's like, I'm going to really take this tucking thing to the edge of the
earth. To me, that's a good intersection of branding and comedy. Like, she's using like, she's obviously like, Trinity's not a great dancer.
Dragger.
I mean, Trinity says it herself. I mean, she's a good dancer. She's not like, you know what I mean? So she's taking like...
Trinity is a good dancer. She always says that every season, she's like, I'm not a good dancer. But she's never actually struggled with any dances. But she says every season, she always goes, well, I ain't no dancer. But she has literally never struggled with a dance on the entire show.
I don't think just because you struggle... I don't think not struggling with something is proof that you're not good, that you're good at that thing.
Like, well, she's not bad at it, though. Like, in all the seasons, she's done Drag Race 3 times. This bitch has never struggled at a dance challenge. So she's not a bad dancer.
To her. I mean, to you.
I don't think she's ever even been to the bottom of one of those challenges.
She watches and she's probably like, ugh, I'm not good at this.
Well, sure. We all have our own barometer for what we think is good or not. But also, based on the judges, I don't think she's ever been to the bottom for a dance challenge, ever. In her 3 seasons of Drag Race, she's won more challenges than anyone Drag Race history. Several of those have been... dancing challenge.
No, when Trinity dances, it's in the final one, season 10. Her dancing one, season 10.
She won in the front. She danced in the, she danced before that.
Wait, no, season All Stars.
She danced 4. In the Farmerigical.
No, she wasn't in season 10. I mean, season All Stars 4.
I mean,
the first time she
not Farmer. The which one did they do this year? The Britney. She danced in the Britney, the Kardashian musical.
But she wasn't though. She didn't win though. She wasn't in the top. She was just saved. So I think to her mind, she was like, I'm not good. That's why I wasn't in the top.
Because her acting. What I'm saying is, I don't share her thought that she's a bad dancer because she has never struggled on a dance. She has won a few dance challenges, or at least one or two in her multitudinous amount of wins. And she also does that really hard move that Todrick does, which is really difficult.
What?
That I can't even do it. It's like, what category are we on right now? During
categories.
It's like what category are we on right? It's like some crazy on the movement.
Listen, if she says she's not a good dancer, I believe her.
But you can share a different opinion.
Yeah, but I believe her. I don't think she's a good dancer either. And I think hers is a great way to do like the comedy part of it because hers was really branding, comedy, and she put dancing in there. So I feel like she literally did all three things that they were truly asking for. And that to me, that's a good way of adding comedy into your branding, but still giving us like a dance we could possibly do on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess her dance was as much of a dance as the Vivian's was.
Well, hers or was as much of a boom, dance. Boom, scoop it. Scoop it, something, 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 ba, ba.
Yeah, it was like kind of a dance. I mean, it's not an actual dance you would ever actually see on TikTok. You would never actually see that dance on TikTok.
No, TikTok isn't something.
I know TikTok, you don't know TikTok.
Literally, if people are doing this on TikTok, they can do boom, You know what I mean? If this was a viral dance on TikTok, well, I think this could be too. Here's the
proof. It's on TikTok and it didn't go viral.
I mean, there are many dances that don't go viral on TikTok.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, even though the dance on TikTok, it wouldn't...
Can we look at Trinity's?
The dance would never catch on, and it didn't, because it's not a dance that people on TikTok would do. I can't believe we're debating something that literally didn't happen.
They didn't post it. Damn, dry guy. It'll be around this area. Keep on going up. Maybe... No, they haven't posted. Is it? No, that's Titanic.
I mean, it's somewhere, but it's just not. That's just not a TikTok dance. Like TikTokers would not be doing that dance.
I disagree. I think anything could be wrong on TikTok. It just takes. As you know, as TikTok chooses things that they want to boost and that want to don't. There's a world I can see that catching on.
Well, there actually is a science to what goes viral on TikTok.
I'm sure
it's not like a 100% thing, and certain things just kind of just don't catch on. And I think as proof by the fact that this dance was on the internet and it never went viral. It's proof that it won't go viral. Certain things just kind of can't go viral. Just because they exist in the realm of something that you might see something else doing doesn't mean that it can't actually go viral.
Right.
I didn't like the dance.
I thought it was fine. I was like...
Is it viral or is it fine? Which one is
it? That's what I'm saying, but just because everything that should be viral doesn't go viral, as we all know. You know what I mean? But anyway, moving on. Jada Essence Hall.
I don't even remember Jada's dance that much.
Hers was like a model walk.
I did not like that one. Yeah, I think it lacked a lot of the elements that would make it a viral dance. I don't get it. I don't think I get it.
Yeah.
I get that she's branding with a look over there thing. I don't think it wasn't really particularly great dancing, nor was it particularly funny.
I liked Evie's.
You didn't do your opinion on this at all.
Oh no, I get what Jada's doing. She references the look over there thing a lot. But also, you have to realize Jada was only a Drag Race when we filmed this 2 years before that. And she hasn't really got a chance out there to really, at this point, to really like walk around people throwing sponges at her and purse-pursing her to death. You know what I mean? All up in your square. So I think that she was like clinging on to look over there thing because it was a really popular thing from the show. So I understand putting in her dance. That being said, I don't think the dance was that fierce.
I also don't think it was... That's not what she did with Look Over There. She did. That's weird because Look Over There, she didn't go. She went, Look Over There. So I would have done. So it's like she didn't actually do the Look Over There. She rebranded the Look Over There, and we're supposed to be solidifying her branding.
I think she was trying to pump it up to make it a little extra for the challenge. And like, Look Over There. Look Over There.
I get what she's doing, but the point of Look Over There wasn't that you were scared. It was that you were distracting people and pointing them. So it ends up coming off as confusing because the point of Look Over There was to point and distract people, and now she's afraid and she's looking. Is she the one receiving the look now?
I don't remember.
Is she reversing the look?
When she like did her little talking bit before, she may have explained that, but I don't remember what the talking bit before was. I think she may have explained why it was this and the thing.
It was confusing to me.
Who else?
Jeeks Monsoon with her sandwich.
The doing peanut butter.
It was very funny, especially with the video before. I will say, actually, what I quoted the most from the episode was, "Girl, I'll live." I actually quoted that more than anything from the entire
Trinity.
Just Trinity said the end of her thing. She's mocking Viv doing her, but at the end of her thing, she goes, "Girl, I'll live." Trinity said that at the end of hers. Mm. She walked to the camera and she goes, "Girl, I'll live." I actually quoted that more than anything from the entire season.
Yeah.
So I will say that part is funny. I do think that I do love that part of Trinity's number. And Jinx's was very funny. When I think about the thing that built up before and the thing, it was very funny.
I thought it was funny too. I was like, I wish she would have did more dancing. Like this, her dance was boom, 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 boom. I'm like, that's just, I feel like, and Jinx is not a great dancer. We all know this. But in the second
episode. RuPaul is one that thinks Jinx is a great dancer. She said it right at the ribbon cutting. She did. She goes, "This girl can dance."
Oh, because they did the Soul Train line together. Right. So, you know what? Give us some of that good old RuPaul dancer religion. Like, I feel like we should have seen more dancing.
It was RuPaul's wrong. You think
yeah, RuPaul is wrong as fuck.
RuPaul says you can dance.
Apparently. Do you think Jinx can dance?
Yeah. I work with Jinx. She actually can dance.
Work. So, I think she could have given us more of that in the challenge. I would love to see more dancing.
I think she leaned into what is smartest for her. I mean, I would say this. Don't try to veer too far to your lane. Do not try to veer too. I think the people who do best on Drag Race and in life in general are the people who take what the thing is and just really make it for them. Mm-hmm. Make it for you. Do not try to, don't clown yourself and try to do shit you know you ain't got no goddamn business doing.
But it's also different when you have like a rubric or judge trying to meet for a challenge and like they seem to be so specific about, we want these things to make it fierce. And the one thing that you don't do, I feel like you could lean into that dancing part of it to make it. When you have a rubric that you're being graded on.
Well, clearly she did the right thing.
I know. It worked out for her. I'm just saying what I want. I would like to see more dancing in it.
On Monet's Drag Race, there will be more dancing.
Should be dancing.
I think you should do what makes most sense to you within your skill set, within your brand, I guess. And I think that Jinx is very good at that. Staying in her lane. She's very good at staying in her lane.
Just a little more dancing next time.
But she won. Why you give her notes? She already
won. This is our review. We always do this on this podcast, Bob.
I'm saying it's so funny. You're like, you could. It's like your notes are like, but it wouldn't be better for Drag Race. Because she's on Drag Race.
But this is the Mawashery where we say I understand she won. I wish she would have done this. We do this every week. In case you don't remember,
we're talking about how you would win. Like anyway, it doesn't. I think Jinx did a good job. Somebody is salty.
Not so much like that peanut butter girl. It was also they gave her Skippies. I think someone made me eat Skippies. I would throw up. Skippies is such nasty peanut butter. Give me Jif. Give me the Jif. Or Peter Pan. Peter Pan crunchy. Like that's the kind of peanut butter you have to eat. Do you like yours crunchy or not?
Smooth. I prefer crunchy peanut butter.
Right. Get them chunks of nut in there.
But I don't have any qualms against Skippy.
Not crunchy peanut butter, smooth. It to me is like baby throw up or like baby.
Skippy sells crunchy peanut butter.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
All of them sell crunchy
peanut smooth butter. Smooth peanut butter to me tastes like baby shit. Or feel the texture.
Yeah, tell me more about your experience with eating baby shit.
When I was a kid, I used to eat my own shit.
Now listen, let's talk about these. Oh, I thought Evie was going to do more. She talked about doing a lot of bending. She didn't do any bending.
She did. She did the.
Now I thought she was going to be like, doing her like bending her, not the flopping.
I think, well, to her, that was the bending, doing the Evie oddball thing. And I think a lot of people cannot do what Evie does. Bitch, who can bend like this bitch? So I think she was like trying to make her dance so that the masses could do as opposed to just a select few.
I guess. Just when she was talking about it, I was expecting a lot of bending because she kept leaning into it. That's her thing.
She kept on leaning into the bending.
But you know, a viral dance can go hard, can go viral, even if it's extremely hard to do.
This is true. But
like
I think
the WAP dance is insane. Like, who can do that?
I think Evie was just thinking of it. She's like, what can most of my fans watching this can do? And a lot of us cannot. As an Evie fan, I can't do her. Can't.
I think maybe she would lean more into her thing. It might have even gone better, I think, possibly. Instead of trying to think about what... Because I think we're going viral, too, is you kind of just gotta think less about what you think people will like and just do what you want to do. And I think oftentimes, not always, but if it's just kind of true to you and the people can see that it's genuine to you, they'll just be into it.
Work.
Whether it's a dance or a talk or a move or a meme or anything.
I always think authenticity is the way to go when it's on social media and stuff like that. Being authentic to you is always the way to go, for sure.
Well, sometimes. For me, it is. But there are people who completely
this is true.
Cultivate their entire personality. It is fake as hell, and they go fucking.
As for me in my house,
they go vickety vickety viral,
honey. I believe in being authentic all the time. As for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord.
Yeah, so that's like I am very authentic, but there is a path to being really fake on social media and succeeding. It's like a huge thing, actually. Let's look at these looks.
The lurks. What was this weekend? Yeah, 3-1.
The 3-1. What lies beneath?
3-1. Ben Splatt. It's a P. Ben Platt. I'm not going Ben Splatt.
Ben Platt's in the Hollywood Bowl.
Ben Platt is huge. He's such a good musician. Such a good musician. Ben Platt is so good.
I wish I did the Hollywood Bowl. Was massive. I was like, oh, the Hollywood Bowl works.
Ben Platt is huge. He does arenas.
Clearly, he did the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Our lips are sealed.
That's Allie and AJ? No, that's the Go-Go's.
But I think, I feel like I have Allie and AJ covered it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, work. RuPaul's, this is like what looks like a promo dress. Not one specific, but it looks like it would be a promo dress.
Yeah, I can see that. It looks like the green one that he wore for All Stars, but like a different color.
So let's get into these. Sorry, just zooming in real quick. That'd be too much. Too much. I did too much. All right. So let's start with Shea Coulee.
Shea Coulee.
So I feel like when I look at Shea Coulee's, like the first two don't look like two completely different looks.
Yeah, she goes from this feather coat to this sheer mesh coat. And yeah, I agree. It wasn't enough of a change.
It looks like an organza, actually. I can't tell what it is.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Or taffeta, not taffeta. No. Anyway, but yeah, the I think the first and second look just don't look different enough for me.
Mm-hmm. And that third look, honey, she had her cheeks out.
She's wearing hip pads though.
Well, the pads were in the dress. It looked into the dress.
That's so interesting. I never seen that before.
I've seen it, but Brooklyn does it a lot.
She puts pads in her dress?
Brooklyn puts her padding into her dress, so she doesn't have to wear padding. She can have her legs out.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. She better work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to...
Also, I love Shay's makeup in this. She did like this 1920s makeup. It was very beautiful.
Let's go on to Jada Essence Hall.
Jada Seasons Hall.
Who...
Josh Bonaponte did this.
Did she do four? She did four.
She did four. She came out in the winter.
So you're only supposed to do three, but she did. She went above and beyond.
I guess she said, I'm going to do the seasons. I might as well do all four. And it worked, so why not?
Each one of these looks is great.
My favorite one is the final one, the fall one. I love the fall one. And I think the one before that is spring. No, summer. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Yeah, I think the most... Oh, no, because we see it here without the fascinator. The fascinator made the summer one feel more dynamic, but I feel like the other three all feel like a fully realized thing, and the summer one kind of feels like,
I don't know. I like all of them. I think each one is great, and if I recall correctly, after she took off the winter look, maybe even the winter look, she didn't leave anything on the stage.
No, because it all folded on.
Which is, I think that is,
or maybe no, I don't think.
She took off the winter one.
Yeah,
but everything else was, and it was all like it. Those three were all one look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was so smart. It was so clean. Because, girl, that was shit everywhere. There was shit everywhere on the stage during these runways. I was like, y'all wild.
This runway was really, I mean, this was a really cumbersome runway. They had to, this took us a while through this runway. It was a lot.
But it just, I mean, I think it was really cool that Jada only had one little item, and that was really smart. This was one of my favorites. She did a very, she did a very, very good job.
I love the fall.
A very good job.
I hate the phone.
Viv did take on the witch from Into the Woods, specifically Meryl Streep's version.
Yeah. And she's saying this fabric is from the West End production of Wicked. It's like the original fabric from Wicked.
Yeah, I don't love this look.
I don't know why she put the boots on the last one, on like the third version of it.
Because she's in the woods.
Because she's in the woods?
Yeah, so maybe the concept, like, they're, like, walking shoes. They're hiking shoes. In the woods. Because it's from, this is a reference to Into the Woods.
But it's, it doesn't fit with the look, so it's like, it's not cute.
Well, I'm just saying what it might be. Maybe it's because she's in the woods. She's like, who would be wearing pumps in the woods?
I mean, she's who's you said who's wearing pumps
in the woods? Who's wearing pumps in the woods?
I'm not saying pumps, just a different color shoe. Because the color shoe goes with the orange and brown coat.
What color is the shoe?
The shoes are orange and brown. She's wearing this like blue-green
black dress. To me.
They're black with like those like orange and brown sequins. Like those like two-tone sequins.
So they are black.
No, it's that two-tone sequin. The one that if you do this or something.
Is one of the tones black?
No, it's like a brown orange.
Is there no black in the shoe?
No, bitch.
You just said they're black with brown and orange.
They're brown and orange.
Why'd you say black before?
I don't know. I just said black, bitch. They're brown. They're brown and orange.
And you gaslighting me about colors?
Oh my God. Wow. Bitch, no, that's it's not my fault you're colorblind. Fix it. Where the glasses we gave you? Where them glasses we gave you? And we spent $300 on those fucking glasses. Give me my $50 back. Where the fucking glasses?
Wow, your ableism is really...
Sorry.
One Nation Ableist Icon. I think that... I don't love this look. I don't love it. Because also, I still don't love it. What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't... I like the reveal. Who did this? Someone did this. Oh, Alexis Michelle.
Michelle did it at So You Think You Can Drag years ago, but hers was not like this.
Hers, she had like the mask on everything. She came on and she twirled. I wish Viv gave us that. If Viv gave us that, that would be iconic.
And she did a flop in the whole thing again. She didn't leave anything.
Yeah, all she did this and then she twirled and the whole thing came under itself. Now that's a fucking reveal. But this was just, she just took the coat off. She just felt very anticlimactic.
Dragger. Let's go on to Rasha. I don't know if her first look. The first look is a little bit lost to me because I feel like sometimes a cover up can just be like a formless blob. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I really do like the last look though.
I like her whole concept. I love that she's like a trip. Or it's just like some type of she's tripping out in this look.
I don't see the difference between the second and third look.
She took something off.
Because she opened up the jacket, maybe?
I think maybe Jacob gave us the wrong thing. Because the final look, Jacob missed the picture. The final one, she took that thing off. And she's just wearing a cat suit.
Kind of, she
wears a cat suit.
Yeah, I love her little cat. I did like her little cat suit she ended up in. I don't mind the second look, too. But the first look is a little, it's giving RuPaul's Drag Race, Lip Sync Smackdown, about to do a reveal.
I love she just put like a pink flamingo on her head. Like this is someone that's just is just a bunch of mushrooms. They're just fucking fucked up. It's just very Raj. And then with a Venus flytrap, why? But I love it. And the shoes are really cool too. Raja stones all her stuff. She just smokes a bunch of weed and she stoned that fucking flamingo. You can't really see it here, but the shoes, like the different stones she's on the shoes, with these like neon pink and orange stones that she used, they look really cool in the lights. Like when she put them on, we're all like, oh shit. Yeah, but I like this look.
Your arch is very creative. Let's go to Evie Oddly.
I loved Evie's. And her, she had this like, she's like mechanical head thing.
Yeah, it was like moving down. It was like on like a motor or something.
Yeah, she had battery and she was controlling it in her hands.
Got it. I wish that they would have let her redo her slime look. Because for the second that it held up, it looked really good.
Redo it?
Like, she put her arms out for the slime thing, and then one side fell down. I wish they would have let her redo it so she could actually, like, kept the slime look going longer. She looks like a superhero. Or actually a villain.
Yeah, I love this look. I love that. I love this concept of being in a cocoon, shedding the wooden cocoon, and you're like a slimy lava. And then you take that part off and you're just like this insect superhero bad villain bitch. I think this is a great look. I love it. She says the name of the insect right now. I can't remember it. But it's something she feels like it really represents her, the metamorphosis of it all.
Oh, work. Yeah. I like this look. I just wish that they would let her do the slime look a second. Y'all didn't do this runway twice.
Yeah, we did it twice for sure.
Oh, maybe it did it both times. Maybe it fell both times.
Yeah.
That's upsetting. Jinx Monsoon also did four looks.
This was her best look on the runway all season long. I thought this was really smart. Her first one, it was all very, 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 very well done.
Can you name all the artists? Because I can't.
This is, I don't know all the artists.
Picasso.
Is it Picasso?
It's in the PowerPoint? Oh.
Then it's Monet. I know it's Picasso, Monet. I think the
third
one is Warhol, and the one is Klimt.
Yeah, there we go. This was great. And Jinx also only left one thing behind. Wait, no, I made that
she
up.
Left two. She left two.
Oh, she left two things behind?
Yeah.
Well, I wish it had been less. But
and I love how she came out like very cubist. Jinx, this is her best runway all season long. I thought it was so smart. Very well done.
This is a very good runway. Each one of these looks
so different.
Individually looks very good. It's four different silhouettes.
Yeah.
It is a very smart concept.
Yeah.
Too.
So I love
it. Take a walk through four different, you know,
it was everything.
Artists.
This is really, really, really good.
Yeah, she killed it.
Monet Exchange only did three.
I really, really, really enjoy this look. I love my little Harriet Tubman moment. I love my Black Panther moment and Discount Universe moment at the end. I'm very happy with how this
came. But that last look is inspired by Discount Universe?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, we reached out to them to make it, and they were like, we can't do it in the time. Like, this takes us like 8 months minimum to do it, but you have our blessing. I was like, work.
8 months.
Because they do it. Theirs is like hand beaded and sequined. Yeah.
Who made yours?
This is Florence DeLee. Florence DeLee made all this stuff.
I know Florence DeLee. Yeah, these are great. This is great looks. I'm obsessed with Harriet Tubman to an absurd degree. I just love Harriet Tubman so much. There's a famous picture of her with a massive rifle.
Harriet Tubman.
You know, she was like 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. And she lived to be almost 100.
Little bitches do it better, honey.
Almost 100.
100.
She's like, but she, no one knows how old she was, actually.
Turn the competition up to 100.
They know her age within like 6 years.
Hmm.
So she might have been 100, for all we know.
For all we know.
These are cool looks, though.
Maybe a dream.
Let's go on to so we have the lip sync SmackDown for the first time ever. As you lip sync for, what did you call it this time? Lip sync for, it wasn't your legacy, was it? For the win?
I don't know.
For your life?
I don't know.
Anyway, you all do the first ever spoken word lip sync in RuPaul's Drag Race history when you do the night the lights went out in Georgia.
In Georgia. And first of all, for people who are attacking me online, this is the look I wore for the season 10 Facebook reveal thing. We were like, it was the season 10. And this is when we did we had a runway down a little alleyway thing. Domino Couture made this. And I love this look so much. I still have this look. I love it. So well made. So pretty.
And what did you think about this lip sync?
I thought it was great. I thought I turned it and burned it.
What do you think about the whole lip sync, not just you?
I thought I'd be here.
What did you think about the whole lip sync? What do you think about Jinx's?
You still have a booger in your nose, in your right nose.
What are you making that fucking face at me for?
Bitch, I'm just telling you, you got a booger in your nose. What?
Why are you making that face at me? You're making a little face. Oh my God. Like you never had a booger in your nose.
I'm so hot. I'm exhausted.
Well, bitch, go to your room.
I can't. I have to fucking work.
I normally do have a lip sync anyway. You might as well let me finish the episode myself.
Anyway.
What do you think about Jinx?
I thought Jinx was good. I don't know if Jinx, we kind of talked about it. I don't know if Jinx does spoken word. Oh, no, she does. Jinx has done spoken word stuff. And I thought it was a good lip sync. I thought it's the first one in Drag Race history, so it's iconic. And yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had fun. I mean, I wish I could have watched it in the club, but I haven't watched Drag Race in like a bar or club in a very long time.
Same.
But I mean, we also watched like I think fucking 4 or 5 seasons in quarantine. So who's watching? Who was going?
Who's watching?
But it was great. It was really cool to see. That and then you won the lip sync and you decided to block Raja.
I blocked Raja.
Why'd you block Raja?
I blocked Raja because she was next in line to get it and it felt fair.
Like it didn't feel like strategy, you just felt like you just did it out of fairness?
Yeah, I just did it out of fairness.
Why did you engage in any strategy?
And also because I was afraid that someone, if I would have like blocked, what's her name? Vivian? Because Viv had won the episode before. I was like, this is possible that she wins the next one and she'll block me from winning stars for the talent show. So I was like, blocking Raja is the safest thing to do. Because Vivian would have absolutely, we've seen it. She is vengeful. And if she would have won, I feel like she would have blocked me and I would have been out of winning stars for the last one. So
you don't think Raja's vengeful?
No, because Raja was begging us. Raja was like, someone please block me. I want to see what the secret is everyone's talking about.
And did she really not know what the secret was?
She did not know. She had no idea. She was really gagged.
Well, as we see at the top of the episode, she's really upset. Yeah. Top of the next episode, she's very upset.
She thought that there was something that we all knew that she didn't.
Shea Coulee. That's the gaslighter. That is gaslighting.
Shady Cool Lady. Shady Cool Lady is coming to our Atlanta show.
Do you have any final thoughts before you defect back to your very cold hotel room?
No. I am excited to do the last couple cities on our tour, honey.
Do you have anyone you want to thank for anything? Anyone in the world for anything at all?
I want to thank my mommy Jackie for being such a great mom, and my dad, Kenny, for being such a great dad.
Full stop.
And I want to thank God for the sunshine and the rain.
You're just complaining about sunshine. Sorry, girl.
And I'm not thanking for the hurricane. That's another thing. Like, if there is a God, like, why does he need to make hurricanes to kill people and to fucking fuck shit?
Well, are you thanking God or are you questioning?
Critiquing him in this moment. I'm like, God, why
him? Your God's are him?
Well, yeah. He uses day partner. He uses him and day.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, why did they have to do that? I don't know. Why? Yes.
Also, listen, you all, we have one more stop on this tour. Please come see us in Houston, Texas. You know, there's a famous street in New York City called Houston Street, and it's spelled Houston. And it's like a big thing with people from New York City who are always like...
It's spelled Houston.
They're spelled the exact same way.
Right.
I always thought Whitney Houston Street would be a good drag name.
There's a queen in Portland named Whitney Houston. So if you are in Texas, come out to the Houston show, baby. We have some tickets left and we want y'all to come see the show before it's done, girl. It's the last stop. Bitch, the last night is going to be litty giddy.
Oh, Monet and I might switch costumes. So I might do the first act in a sponge.
Might.
You know what?
Depending on how I feel.
You know, it's called off. We're not doing it.
I don't think the other one's going to fit me.
Yeah, you're right. It won't fit.
Yeah, it'll be too big.
Yeah, no, don't try to addendum. Too big. It's too late. Don't try to addendum.
Too big. That flaring his nostrils at me. Did you do that as a kid? My grandma. If I said to my grandma, would be like, who you flaring your nostrils at? Who you flaring your nostrils at? Did your mom ever slap you? Did your mom ever slap you? Because if you were my kid, you had to get a slapper too. One, I know that mouth was slick. It's a slap the piss out your mouth, honey. Honey. Can I get one of your little nose hairs?
No. Goodbye, everyone.